The secrets to a successful job search. That's a statement we'd all want to know the answer to, and someone who can help us out is Samin Mohsen, who's Managing Director of Marketing and Product Management at Harvard Business School Online. I understand you kind of did a survey to find out what makes for a compelling resume or a way to get noticed. What's the first thing we should do, Samin, to stand out amongst all those other applicants?
So we, as you mentioned, we recently did a survey and found out that 90% of the recruiters that we talk to are actively prospecting. So it's important to remember that technology plays a huge role in this process. So recruiters are out there proactively searching for candidates and knocking on the doors of candidates that they feel meet the requirements of the jobs that they're looking for. So from a job seeker perspective, there are three things that we would recommend. First, make sure you have a robust, updated online profile. That can be on LinkedIn, which is somewhat of an industry standard now. Make sure to include detailed descriptions of your most recent jobs and the skills that you have. Secondly, we would say optimize your resume and your overall application with keywords. So make sure you mention that the skills that you have, particularly looking at the job descriptions for the industry or the function that you're interested in, and making sure that those are mirrored in your application or in your resume. And third, we would say post your resume on Indeed, Glassdoor, or perhaps more industry-specific job search sites. It's important to have your presence out there so that as recruiters are searching for the candidates that you pop up in their search results.
How do you search for a job while you have a job without being so transparent that everybody knows you're looking for a job?
Well, I think the way to do it is in a way that's organized. And so there's the component of searching online, which anyone can do in their private time, so looking at the industries and functions that you're interested in. A second way to do it is networking. We heard from recruiters that networking still plays a big role in the job search process. So whether that's meeting people for coffee periodically to understand what their jobs are like, it doesn't have to be anything that's overt. It could be more of something that you're searching to find out more about your industry or companies that you're interested in.
What if you're looking to change industries? How do you make that jump to still stay, you know, to have what skills you have and apply them to maybe some totally different industry?
So I would say there are two aspects of that. First, networking becomes an even more important component. So you definitely want to make sure you're meeting with folks in the industry that you're looking to switch to, making sure that you're understanding the details of what their lives and what their jobs look like. Secondly, I would say do an inventory of the skills that you have currently, and then look at the skills for some job postings for the industry that you're interested in, and see if there's a gap. And once you find that gap, figure out how you go about filling some of those skills so that you can demonstrate ahead of time your commitment to switching to a different industry.
You mentioned earlier about keywords. Can you go into that a little further? Are we looking at sort of same jargon that you hear from an industry? Are you looking for some sort of quality? In other words, is it a specific task or is it some sort of other trait, I guess?
So the way I would think about keywords is really just thinking about Google search. So when you're typing into Google a particular set of terms and you're hoping to get a good match for the terms that you've typed in, thinking about keywords in the same way. So if you have a set of skills that are specific to a particular industry or function, it's important that your resume reflects that. So in my case, I head up a marketing team, and so the types of things that we're going to look for in a digital marketer could be search engine optimization, paid search, digital analytics, things like that. So think about the terms that are important and make sure that those are reflected in your resume or on your profile.
So the resume kind of gets you in the door, so to speak. How do you handle those other interviews, whether they're through emails, over the phone, online, other sort of technology? How do you deal with those types of next step in the job hiring process?
Sure. So what we would say once you're in the door, so to speak, whether that's a phone interview or Skype, which many companies use today, make sure that you're on time. Punctuality is important, whether that's for a phone call or a video chat or in person. Being polished and professional doesn't necessarily need to be a suit, but look around at the company that you're interviewing for and take a look at what that means for them and make sure you take that up a notch and present yourself in a way that you would feel proud of afterwards. Being nice, That seems fairly obvious to folks, but leaving your attitude at the door and making sure you treat everyone with the same level of respect and kindness is important. And fourth, being prepared, doing your homework. And I think just understanding there's so much information on most anything online today, doing a little bit of research really pays off in terms of making sure that you sound interested in the position and have thought about how you can positively impact that company.
We are talking today with Samin Mohsen, Managing Director of Marketing and Product Management at Harvard Business School Online. Mentioned earlier that you did this survey. Any other interesting findings or things that really surprised the researchers?
So the recruiters mentioned, 85% of them mentioned that online certificates can definitely help a candidate stand out. It isn't necessarily the thing that's going to get you the job, but could be a tiebreaker. There's a lot of great ways. We talked about a skills gap earlier on. There's a lot of great ways to gain skills today. You don't have to take time off to go to classes in person, but there's great ways online to find the right certificate program that will help you enhance your skills.
That just gives you another way of learning, and maybe also the fact that you have some of these things indicate that you're willing to learn. You can be trained. You have ways to continue to grow, and maybe that's what they're looking for in a candidate, too.
Absolutely. We hear a lot from recruiters that they're looking for people who are committed to learning and demonstrating that you've gone out of your way, out of your busy day job and your life to gain these skills is an indicator that you're someone who's committed to professional development.
How do you blend what you put into a document for a resume to what you post on some of these sites, which sometimes doesn't handle the transition from what you want to tell to how they want to fit their format? How do you make those two work together?
I think the key thing is thinking about the content. So starting there, making sure that you highlight or circle the key terms and the key experiences that you want to portray to prospective recruiters and making sure that you're putting it into the format that works for that platform. So really deconstructing your resume in a way that you can pull that back together for the right platform.
You just basically have to modify it because if you have garbage in, garbage out, it doesn't work as well and you've lost your chance. So I guess you kind of have to you have to play the game of whatever site you're on to make sure it fits their format so that the potential job recruiter can find you the way they need to find you. What about putting information or personal information or your personal side of the online? You mentioned recruiters kind of go out there and are doing their own mining so they can find things that you may not want them to. How do you work on that?
It's important to make sure that the representation of yourself online is a professional and polished one as well. So make sure you're Googling yourself and seeing what comes up. So if there's something that you're not happy about the way it's portrayed, it's it takes a little bit of work, but then go into the platform, whether that's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so forth, and make sure you either set your privacy settings or address whatever you'd like to correct on that. So making sure that you do that filtering and searching on yourself is a great way to see what pops up.
Maybe it's a balance, too, because if there's too much, it's one thing, because it has all these things that they don't need to know about all your medical history or what's happening in your personal life. And there's also the one where it's like, this person seems like a mystery. Do they really exist online? There's a balance, I guess, right?
Yes, definitely. You want to make sure you're hitting that right balance. And once again, coming back to that point around being professional and polished, making sure that what you have, particularly on LinkedIn, and understanding which platform is important for which purpose. People recognize that Facebook is for a more social purpose, but LinkedIn is really a professional networking site. So making sure that you have the right representation of yourself on each platform is really important as well.
Well, we've gone over a lot of things. Where can people get some information about what we talked about or maybe about that survey or just getting good first step in a job search?
Sure. You could go to online.hbs.edu. Our blog has more details on the survey and additional tips for finding a job. You can also see our catalog of courses that we offer around vital business topics.
Sounds good. Samin, we appreciate your time this morning sharing all the good information. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Bruce.
Again, joining us today, Samin Mohsen, the Managing Director of Marketing and Product Management at Harvard Business School Online.